We're hoping for a safe return of Corey Brown back to Sydney, to his home base. Hi, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right there. I believe his manager, Paul Wheeler, sent out a tweet yesterday suggesting that hopefully he'll be able to leave hospital today, which is big news and a big relief for, no doubt, Corey, who I know the doctors have sort of said to him in there that he's extremely lucky that that he can walk, let alone leave hospital. So I think he's very lucky that it missed the spinal cord. And, counting his lucky stars, I think he'd be out for the, it could almost be a year. He's going to be a while on the sidelines for Corey. But I know he's very, very thankful that that he can walk and that things luckily went his way.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. How's Kobe Jennings after his fall yesterday, by the way, Brett?
Yeah, he's struggling a bit, poor Kobe. It hasn't been a great week for jockeys, has it? He was at Warwick Farm track work yesterday and he fell off a horse, and I believe the hoof of the horse actually collected him on the way down.
Wow.
And he's got multiple fractures there to his jaw region, his sinuses and places like that. Supposedly his face was out like a football yesterday, unfortunately, so he's going to miss a few months there. And we wish Kobe all the best in his sort of recovery from that, and hopefully we can see him back at the races as soon as possible.
Yeah. Is there a more exciting sprinter in the land at the moment than Classic Legend, maybe?
No, I don't think so. He's extremely exciting. Only had the one to defeat in his first preparation, and that was when he was wide no cover off the track on a heavy surface. And I think, a few inside him made him work extremely hard that day, and he was still there at the finish and almost won. So he returned to the stables of Lethbridge this week, and it's this time of year, isn't it, where most of them are coming back. Of course, Parada also returned to the stables of Greg Hickman this week. I think Santa Ana Lane's going to return to his stables next week. So they're all starting to come back, these Everest horses, and supposedly, by all reports, Carmel Size on Sky Sports Radio yesterday suggesting Classic Legend's really thickened up. He's put on a fair bit of weight, and it's scary to think how good this horse might be. I think we'll only probably see him in Australia another prep or two, but that's what races like the Everest and the Golden Eagle and things like that are doing to the sport. They're keeping these horses in Australia longer, and looking forward to seeing if he could take that next step, Classic Legend, because his win in the Arrowfield was dynamic. It was in strong time, and the world's his oyster, it looks like, the way he's going.
Yeah, and it was just confirmation yesterday that Ben Smith has copped a 4.5-year ban.
Yeah, exactly. So that's obviously relating to all those charges. So, we'll 4.5 years, and we'll see if there's anything else to take part in that process. But that's the latest there with Ben Smith.
Yeah, that's 4.5 years, down from 7 years, I think. And there were those couple of cobalt charges, plus giving false evidence to stewards, which they look very, very poorly upon. Yeah. So Ben Smith, with plenty of time to ponder his time out of the racing game. And Brad, I'm told by Andrew Bensley, just on a quick text, that Corey coming back at lunchtime from Brisbane, checking out of Brisbane Hospital and coming back home. So that is a good result. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.